Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. Sam Crowley. It is great to be back in the Every Day is Saturday podcast with you. You, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. It's just so awesome. Show's going 12 years running because of you. Shout out to all the podcast listeners, wherever you may be in over 100 countries around the world. I happen to be in the Buckeye State, Cincinnati, Ohio. Chilling like a villain, if you know what I mean. God, I sound so white. Anyway, here's the deal, all right? I want to talk about the enemy today. Today, I want to talk about the enemy, and there's only one thing the enemy can do. It's that voice in your head. We're going to talk about it. It's that reason why sometimes you're paralyzed by fear, or maybe you're wearing orange like most people. Man, people have a love affair with that color orange, don't they? Don't they? The prison uniform. Everybody walking around in their own mental prison wearing that orange garb. Oh, you might be wearing that really nice outfit. Guy with the nice suit, lady with the nice dress and the purse and all that. But what you're really wearing is that orange prison jumpsuit that's keeping you from going forward. Why? Well, oh, I don't know. We already talked. Look, we beat that I don't know thing into the ground so much. I'm just going to keep beating it. But, man, I'll tell you, everything is figure outable. And the only reason you're not moving forward is because of the enemy. There's only one thing the enemy can do. We'll get into that in just a second. If it's your first time listening or just kind of brand new to the show, my apologies, man. I left the job back in 2005 because I hated having a job. If you have a job right now and you love it, it doesn't make what you're doing crazy. It just sounds crazy to me, which is cool. If you're one of the 70% of Americans who don't like your job and you're looking to do something different, that's kind of where this podcast comes in. It's low key. It's not low key. It's pretty chill, pretty authentic, actually very authentic, 100% raw. I got no notes in front of me, man. I got thoughts in my head like you ripped the dictionary up and threw it in the air. That's what's going on in my head right now. So if you hear me go off the reservation and I come back and I'm all over the place, it's a free show. Been doing it over 12 years, as I mentioned. I have a ton of fun with it. Over 15 million downloads of the show. Imagine that. The dopey guy in Cincinnati getting 15 million downloads of a podcast called The Everyday Saturday Show. We have fun, man. We dream, and then we take action. We dream, and then what do? We take action. We dream, and then what do you got to do? You got to do something. You can't just dream all the time. I mean, dreaming's fun. I get it. I dream. I'm behind the windshield of the car. I'm dreaming about that 90-minute role in Vegas at the Venetian playing craps. I get it, man. I dream of putting $100 on aces, on the craps table. I get it. Can you tell what my favorite game is? Maybe. I love craps. I'm going to be a professional craps player. I don't even know if there's a such thing as that, but you're going to read about me one day being a professional craps player. That is my vision, my long-term vision. I set my goals high, baby, high. So let's get back to the enemy. The only one thing the enemy can do with you, and that is lie. That's it. It's the only game he's got. That's the only game he's got is to lie and to make you believe that lie. That's it. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not talented enough. You're not pretty enough. Your wife doesn't love you anymore. Your husband doesn't love you anymore. It's better having an affair. Go have sex with somebody else. All of that stuff. Your finances. Go buy this. Go have take 72 months, same as cash. Furniture is not going to be that bad. 15 grand isn't that much on a credit card. You won't miss the money. You'll be able to pay it. Somebody's talking about you, gossiping about you. So it's time you did them dirty on the back. All that stuff. Just to get in your head. To ruin your marriage. To ruin your finances. to ruin any shot at all you got at going for your dream. It gets into your friend's head, your associate's head, your family, somebody who you really trust says something bad about you.
Shocker.
Wow. Look, let me tell you right now, as sure as I'm sitting here with a microphone in my hand, this is going to happen to you. The people who you believe are your friends are going to say something behind your back. Oh, my God, I can't. It's okay. It's okay. You can give it energy if you want to, but if you do, you're going to give them more control over your thoughts than you have yourself. How crazy does that sound? They couldn't give a rat you know what, really, about what you're doing. They just want to see if you're passionate enough about it. I have had more people who I thought were friends of mine take shots at me, and I'm not even going to call them haters because they're not. They don't hate me. I truly don't believe anybody hates anybody. And I'm not even one of these like woo-woo guys who goes out there wearing sandals and a robe talking about love. I really do believe the keyboard cowboys are out there for a reason. But to your face? When was the last time somebody ever said anything to your face that matched what they would put anonymously online? I'm guessing never. And now, I'm not saying somebody didn't rub you wrong or maybe had an innuendo or a backhanded compliment, or maybe they did take a shot at you. I can't believe you're doing it. But not nearly to the extent you see online. But yet, you're going to let the enemy tell the lie that that person is out to get you and they're going to sabotage your success. No, once you isolate the enemy and you scream that down and you claim your victory and you move forward, the enemy goes away. I'm telling you. Now, I'm not saying it's not without challenges. It's not without adversity. We're human beings. We have thoughts in our heads. Thoughts are feelings. Thoughts become actions. I get all that. I trip over myself all the time. But you know what? Don't trip over your past. That's going backwards. That's like tripping over something that's behind you. It's impossible to do. In the physical realm, in the mental realm, people do it every day. People do it every day. Yeah, I went bankrupt, man. Okay, when was that? 20 years ago. And you're still letting that come up? Yeah, I had a really bad relationship. So you're not dating? Well, yeah, when did that happen? 5 years ago. Okay, so what are you, a monk now? I mean, come on, man. Let's get some action going. You know, get action going. Yeah, let me just share my own struggle that I'm going through right now. I have no interest. Remember I was in a cardio kick? Don't want to do cardio right now. I have no interest in doing cardio right now. So what did I do? I went back to the swimming. Now I look like a beach whale you threw into the damn pool. And again, like I got shot trying to do laps doing the swimming stroke. I forgot everything I learned a year ago or whatever it was I got on the swimming kick last. But I do all this stuff because I know every time after I'm done exercising, whether it's 30 minutes, 45, I feel better. But you know what the enemy tries? You don't got to go, man. You don't got to get to the gym. You don't got to do anything. You got to just stay there. Just sit on the couch, man. You got it good. Every day Saturday, right? Just figure out. You can always find yourself to do something that is busy. So I bought the goggles on Amazon, spent $10, had them delivered. Now I'm back in the pool again, man. And is it frustrating that I could only do 8 laps when I did 138 laps? Of course. 8 laps. 8 laps, and I thought I was going to die. But here's the thing. I know just a year ago I could only do 8 laps, and that resulted in 100. And by the way, 138 is not straight. 25-meter pool, up and back rest, and maybe 30 seconds to a minute, up and back rest. You know, it ain't straight, dude. And I don't even know if I'll ever get to that point where I can do them straight, but it doesn't matter. I think it's 84 or 81 laps is a mile in the pool. But I'm going to get back into it because the enemy is a liar. The enemy is a damn liar. You know, you don't think that you can do well online doing what it is that you want to do, the enemy's a damn liar. You don't think you can be a millionaire? The enemy's a damn liar. I'm telling you, if you don't think you could be the top sales rep in your organization, the enemy is a damn liar. I'm telling you, how do I know? Because I've fought the enemy. I fight him every single day. You don't think somebody that's got the past I got struggles? What are you kidding me, man? I venture to guess most of the people listening to this podcast would die if they actually heard some of the stuff I've done on the past. And I'm not even talking the stuff about I tell you. It's the stuff I don't tell you that would leave you awake at night. So when you think, geez, I mean, I don't know if I just don't think if I can do this thing to write. Think. Sam Crowley did it. Sam Crowley quit his job. Oh, lost everything. Got back up. Sam Crowley became a speaker, trainer, seminar leader, online marketer. Really, a lot of different things. Real estate investor, just by working the enemy out. You know, you can't buy real estate, Sam. Nobody in your family's ever bought a piece of real estate as an investor. I don't know anybody. Well, it's a damn lie, man. I mean, that part's true. Nobody ever did in my family. That doesn't mean that I can't go do it. That's a damn lie. You want to do something, you need to get going. Because if you don't, you're wearing that orange outfit. Just imagine yourself. Those are the ugliest outfits ever. It's got your prisoner number on the back of it. And you're never going to get outside that cell. You might get out for an hour, right? You get that R&R out in the prison yard. That's your hour to dream, okay? But then you go right back in your cell, and you never allow yourself to go forward because of your past. You're tripping over your past, and you're allowing the enemy to plant a seed inside your mind that you know damn well isn't true. You were born as a miracle in the eyes of God himself. Do you even remember? That is like mind freaking blown when you think about that, about how much of a miracle you are. I don't care if you're a broke 24-year-old right now eating ramen noodles out of a plastic bowl, okay? It could change like that because the enemy's a damn liar. Don't let that message seep into your mind. The lie. You're a miracle. Created in the image of God himself. How can you not go out and make a huge impact? Think about that. That doesn't even make any sense that you couldn't do it. Get out of your head, okay, and do something. And don't worry about what anybody else is thinking, doing, talking to everybody. It's all, look, it's great. You're now the reality show. Turn the TV on, everybody. Watch me. I'm now the reality show. Because you know what's going to happen, right? People will travel from miles around to watch you burn. So get up, get after it. Let's get going and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.